Now, we're going to turn our attentions to baseball. A very good debate in the Herald this week between Grant Chapman, very much in the camp of softball, Dale Budge, rugby league commentator and journalist, be mad keen on his baseball, writing a sort of a counterpiece. I've got to say, both CEOs, having spoken to them, are not driving this perceived division, I guess. It's probably being driven more by the journalists. So, Ryan Flynn, talking baseball now on the program. Afternoon to you, Ryan. Welcome.
How you doing, Mark?
Yeah, good, thank you. Look, there's been a bit of niggle this week off the back of the Black Sox winning the Softball World Championship, and there's been maybe a call for the two sports to merge and come under Diamond Sports. The first question I've got for you, can the two sports coexist?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, around the world, other than New Zealand, they do coexist. I mean, if you look at who the Black Sox beat, some good baseball, softball countries, Canada, ranked top 10 in the world, Australia, the highest they've ever been, 8th in the world. So they've been able to figure out how to do it together. And I've heard this story. I have never confirmed it, but the catcher that Brad Ronan knocked over in 2013 to win the world championship was a former top baseball catcher in Western Australia. So plenty of countries do it. We're just kind of the anomaly that hasn't been able to do it together because of the way the sport started here. But we've said all along, we think we should work together, and we'll keep trying to work together. A lot of our people are the same people. Kids all over the country are playing both baseball and softball. We just don't have that relationship at the top. We've tried over the years, but really they've been the big brother. And it's really kind of up to them. They're holding more of the cards, I'd say, to be perfectly fair.
Why do they hold more of the cards? Has it become down to what resource grounds clubs, is it? I mean, why do they hold the cards?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, Mark Sorensen is probably the best softball player ever and just won the world championship as their head coach. You know, used to say when he was interviewed about this a few years ago when we were talking a little bit, you know, we have the players, we have the grounds, but, you know, baseball has the pathways and college and pro and WBC, now Olympics and Ripken World Series. And that's why the two work together generally around the world, because there's a lot of opportunities in both. I mean, you know, a lot of my buddies in America now, they play baseball in college and pro ball, and then they go to softball and play at a very high level. So that's pretty common. But in this country, because of a 50, 60, 70-year head start, they have 10 times the grounds we have. They have, and I think people don't realize, they have a lot. We'd love to have the funding that Softball New Zealand has. I mean, they deserve it, obviously, the Black Sox, but we don't have as much funding as people think. We get $20,000 a year in government money, and we fight and claw for everything we get. And, you know, we're proud of how far we've come in the last 8 years. But, you know, our door has always been open to softball. And I would think, you know, people would be pretty happy in the softball community overall, because we worked with hundreds of the top young softball players over the last 8 years. They played on every one of our national teams, from Tuetta Bishop to you name it. Pitt Arona, who was signed by the Orioles, have played for us all over the world. And we've welcomed these kids in and trained them at the highest level, and a bunch have gone back to softball, and that's fine. That's the way life works, and we've been okay with that.
What would be some of the issues, what would be some of the hurdles that both organisations would need to get over or come to some sort of compromise for both sports to maybe come under the banner of, say, Diamond Sports?
Well, they would probably say funding, because they receive a lot more money than we do. I would say we could keep that funding and then bring more in if we came together. Power and numbers, you know, the UK have a baseball softball committee that sit over both international bodies that brings them together on going after infrastructure fields. So you have baseball and softball diamonds, shared diamonds, and that would be power and numbers, and show a unity that would probably get a lot of councils and funding organizations excited about bringing us together and having pathways for boys, girls, men, and women. They would probably say funding. We both have our own administration, but there's no reason we couldn't sit side by side. That's happened in other codes too. It's about, you know, the kids and pathways. We shouldn't be so proud that we couldn't handle that. But that would be probably two of the bigger ones, I'd say.
There was an article this week written in the New Zealand Herald that suggested a generation of New Zealand kids had been brainwashed by Sky Television for the fact that they put baseball on TV, that there is so much baseball on. The article also pointed that there was perhaps a conflict of interest, that it was almost deliberate because John Follett, the CEO of Sky Television, is heavily involved in the sport of baseball. Can I get a comment from you on that?
I think that's one of the silliest arguments about this whole thing. First of all, you know, I don't think there should be arguments. You know, play whatever you want to play. My hope someday is that we're working together and cheering the Black Sox at the airport, and they're cheering our Ripken kids and our WBC, our Diamondbacks, when we come home at the airport. But the whole Sky TV argument's pretty silly. Would you say that about basketball or the EPL? Would you say that about NBA, that we've been brainwashed, that Steven Adams has been brainwashed, or all of our 125 athletes playing college baseball and basketball in America have been brainwashed? I mean, you know, the fact is baseball is one of the great team sports in the world. You know, Japan, Korea, and Taiwan, it's their number one sport. And there's a lot of opportunity in the game. It's not easy to make it, but there's a lot of opportunity. So, you know, John Follett is one of the kindest, decent, most decent men I've ever met in my life. If people knew how much he helped, you know, guys like David Tua and Sonny Bill and kids that play baseball and kids that play softball, people would be surprised how decent of a man he is. And, you know, why would we not have MLB on TV? It's on TV all over the world. Why would we not have it on? You know, a lot of the softballers who are good friends of mine love baseball, and we love both sports. So what's the problem?
In baseball at the moment, I mean, the global point of view is that at the Olympic Games and very much in America, that baseball's for men, that softball's for women, for the girls. Can girls play baseball here in New Zealand?
We don't. We have, you know, interestingly, girls play typically until they're about 13 and 14. And if you look at the White Sox, the women's softball program, there's a handful of their top players who started in baseball that have moved over to softball to get a college scholarship and try to play in the Olympics for the White Sox. And they're really doing some good things now. They, you know, they should be proud. They've got a lot of girls in college, and we've got 16 boys in college now. That's our highest number ever. So we should both be proud of what we've accomplished. Look, the world is set up right now with the Olympics and the way it works with pro ball, that the men play baseball in the Olympics and the women play softball in the Olympics. And that's the way the world is aligned right now. And not much we can do about it. So
are you suggesting, or does common sense say, with a small country, a small economy, the fact that Olympic sports is ultimately where the funding's at, that the best model going forward, the one that makes the most sense, is that we should have a pathway for women, which is predominantly softball, and a pathway for the men, which is predominantly baseball?
Mark, you know, New Zealand's done it one way for a lot of years, and there's a lot of pride in the Black Sox structure. You know that. You and I have talked about it for many years now, and I would never suggest, this is above my pay grade. Obviously, we would like more than $20,000 a year, because we think our athletes are world, we all know our athletes are world class, and it is very difficult to train our boys when you can't get together more than once every 4 years for the World Baseball Classic qualifiers, now Olympic. We're going to make a run at the Olympics, but we'd probably be the lowest funded national team that will be competing for the Olympics in the world.
In a truly global sport.
In a truly global, yeah, absolutely. And I know, you know, I don't, my job as a CEO is not to try to take money away from another sport. That would be ugly. You know, I live in New Zealand. I pay taxes here. I've been here 8, my kids are Kiwis now. I want all New Zealand teams to win. You know, whatever sport New Zealand does in their model, my thing is, I don't want to pull it away from other sports, but we need funding. I mean, we have, you know, Travis Wilson made it to AAA. Scott Campbell made it to AAA. Pit Arona was signed. We've had Gus Ledger, Daniel Devonshire, Tuetta Bishop. With really no baseball program, we've had 8 or 9 guys that have really, that could have been the best in the world if we had a little more support. And now we have 16 college players, and out of them, 3 or 4 have a chance to get signed. So we could be top 10 in the world like Australian baseball if we had a little more support, but I would never try to pull her away from another code. I mean, that's not, I'm not here to hurt anybody. I would only like to see us work together. And if we work together, we could we could take on cricket and other codes and be a global power in baseball and softball, all varieties, I believe.
Ryan Flynn, thank you for joining us on the program this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.